הגענו לסוגיה של בב מאחרת, קצת נדבר עמוד, אבל בואו נחזור על הראיה. נדבר עמוד א', שורה שנית מהסוף, בואו נלמד את הסוגיה שנמצא לפנינו. Hammer, Takshat, I thought, well, we'll bring you back the right way. Yeah, Mace, right? Two lines from the bottom. Mace, right? Laura Yakum Rotzea. Right. You could tell Ani Bevion. In the Ur, if the Rotzea walks in, the Ani Bevion, him Yakulim La Rogota. What does that sound like the Ur means, by the way? Especially when Uba Laila Yihikigani. Right? He was Aloha Laila El Zahur, Ma Pashtus, Mamma Meradakimara, Hamid Kamar.
Hamid
Kamar, Laila Yihikigani. Alma. Mir, Zahur, Mamma. Nakhon. Zepsharakha. Bakrechin Hagimara, Meradulay Yishakar, Kibar, Halakhair, Ekle, Lomot, את הפסוק הזה, מה הגישה השנית, בבקשה? אמר, אי פשיטו, אמר, לא
פשוט,
אם זה ברור, אז אפשר להרוג אותו, אז הוא רוצח. אם זה לא כל כך ברור, אז עדיין הוא נחשב כגנב ואי אפשר להרוג אותו. זה מה שהגמרא אומרת. זה, אם השם אומר את הגמרא הזאת, בלי הבסיס, הרקע של סוגי סנהדרין, נגיד לזה עוד כמה דקות, קודם כל נלמד רש"י. רש"י לא פשוט בכלל, רש"י מאוד קשה, אני חושב. אבל בואו נתחיל עם רש"י, אנחנו נשתדל להבין בדיוק מה אמר רש"י, מה הוא אומר כאן, ואחרי כן נפתח לשיטות האחרות ובגלל שנבין אותם. מי רוצה לקרוא את הרש"י? אוקיי, בואו נקרא עכשיו. מה הכי כמה? עוד
גם. רש"י נתן לך את הרש"י פשוט על הבא ממאחרת להרגו, כי נפי, אם מאחרת ימצא הגנב, הוא כך, אין לו דמים. אם אומרים לך דבר כחור, שהוא בא על עושים נפשות, דהיינו כל אדם חוץ מאב על הבן ויוצא בו, שמכיר בו, שהוא אוהבו מהחי,
מאוד,
לא מאוד. אבל שאר כל אדם, אם היה בעל הממון עומד כנגדו, להציל ממנו,
ממנו ממונו,
זה עומד עליו והורגו.
אז רש"י מסביר, אם זה יום, אם זה יום, וברור לך כשמש שהוא בא, כאילו הוא בא, ואתה מוכן לעמוד על ממונו, אז הוא ירצח אותך, אז הוא נחשב רוצח, אתה יכול להרוג אותו. זה נכון? Chutz legabei me, who is it not true for? The father and the chayoteva. That's the first, that's what basically Rashi is doing. Two interesting comments on this Rashi. Two points that I think are worthwhile to note. On clarity, sir. Interesting points. What's worthwhile to note on this Rashi? Okay, that's true. That's the repetition of something Rashi said. You're right. The lo rak av zagam chayoteva, but Rashi marchiv. At Dugma, Lo Rak La'av, Legam Le'anishan Akhirin. Okay, what else? So that wasn't one of the 2 points. What are the 2 points? That's interesting. That's definitely a point. Correct. Point number one of what Dubin said, which is Rashi is not just talking about only the Baal, not just the Baal HaBayis. We roll out the Rebbe Alav, Elama. Lo rak hu yechol larog oto, ela anashim achirin yechum larog oto. And mishu bo toch abayit shali, lakachet et ha-dvarm shali, ani yechol larog oto, anashim achirin yechum larog oto. Lo kol kach, pashu makma, ani lo reiti et tech. הפסוק מדובר על בעל הבית, הוא יכול להרוג אותו, רש"י מרחיב את מי שהוא יכול להרוג אותו לכל בן אדם. צריך להבין למה, אבל זה נקודה ראשונה, that's point one. What else? Anyone who sees him, anyone who sees the guy breaking into your house, since he's going to kill you because you're going to stand up on your property, says a chazak, whatever it is, and therefore seemingly, yeah, Good Samaritan, no, whatever it is, yeah, but anyone can kill him. I'll have to see exactly where that comes from. Maybe Good Samaritan, maybe something else, I'll have to see. So that's one point, yeah? Which gears to change? Hang on, we'll get to you. I actually two more points. Point that Duke meant to have in my mind, but there's two more actually. Number one is, from the beginning, what did Rashi start off doing? Masha nasna lecha Torah Rishus al abav machteret. There needs to be like a hemshich to that sentence, right? Blah, 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 blah. Something, you with me? That what, in the context of the Torah gave you above Machteret, that's like a cliffhanger. Where's the rest of the sentence? Did you follow that? In other words, Rashi starts off, Mashanas lecha Torah reshus above Machteret to kill him. Right, in that which the Torah allowed you to kill above Machteret, what do you expect? Whatever, to me to say something, it's like a half sentence. Where's the rest of the sentence? Im barur lecha hadavar ka'or, the following. Or in other words, according to Rashi, the pasuk in Eov is doing what? Ma ba ba pasuk in Eov lasot. Lazbir lechadesh mashu. Lo rak tadav to repeat it. Now, according to Rashi, the pasuk in Eov is suggesting something to us. I have a pasuk in Shemos. What is that doing? Unclear. Rashi believes the pasuk at first glance seems to be suggesting that what? And now what the Torah says in Shmos is true, the Torah can kill you. Well, let me explain it further by Alabasis Shalapasuk Shal Eov. I think that's just a simple reason. People, I think I missed that the first time. Could be you guys didn't miss it. But Rashi starts off, does he have it? In other words, a great place could have started off, Hachi Ka'amar, and he could have started down from the second and third skinny line. Im Bar Lecha Hadavar Ka'or. Rashi didn't do that. Rashi thinks that the pasuk in Eov is adding something to the pasuk in Shmos. Who disagrees and think it's not adding anything at all? Tosfos. Tosfos thinks it's a complete repetition. Old comment to come Nagila Tosfos, but Tosfos gam kar v'gam v'sanhedrin heim choshvim. She's a betzim oto davar. It's if the pasuk is referring to the same av, this pasuk is referring to an av at all. And just like there, Bavadai had one, the Mesapik had another. Didn't start to hear it's the exact same thing. There is no chiddush in the pasuk in Eov. It's just repeating a pasuk in Shmos, the same idea. That's fine. You don't need every pasuk in Davar to have a chiddush. But according to Tosfos, it's important to realize that's the difference. I think that's what Rashi is doing. We'll have to see. Maybe you'll have to change that or something. I don't know what. The other thing which is interesting is that this phrase of Shemakir Bo Shehu Ovo Ma'od. Find that phrase in Rashi. Shemakir Bo Shehu Ovo Ma'od. Habitui Hazeh Ze Medubar Al Mi. Ulai ala kayote bo, ulai al gam haav, the gam av kayote bo, about the vadai to the barak al haav. Tisakel b'fdim, sure. I'm reading from im bar lecha hadav. First word in line is ka'or. Shehu ba al iske nefasho, dahainu kol adam chutz mi av al haben. Everyone you can kill except for av al haben. U kayote bo, is that a second category? And then the description we're about to read goes on both categories. I'll stay category to Ela. Shemakir bo shuavo ma'od. Is that referring to? Is that clause referring to the kayote bo and the av? Or is it only referring to the kayote bo and the av what? Always lives, never gets killed. Those are the three comments I noticed so far on this Rashi.
And what's the last one?
Yeah, the first one is Dubin's point that Rashi seems to extend his din beyond the Baal HaBayis and Dillon. Number two is Rashi believes the pasuk in Eov is a chiddush, not just repetitive of what Tosfos said. And the third point is an unclarity, which is when can the Baal HaBayis kill his father? Never?
Or
whenever he thinks he is not being having Rachmanis on him. In other words, the Kayot Dibbo you can only kill when it's Shemakir Bo Shehu Avo Ma'od. Is that only, in other words, again, in Baruch HaDevek or Shehu Ba'al Al-Iskei Nefashu Zayu Kol Adam Chutz Mi'Aval Aben, you can never kill the Aval Aben. Is that one category? And the second category is Kayote Boshimakibo Shuovo Ma'od? Or is the comment, does the comment go after Kayote Bo and the phrase about, I'm sorry, Shemakibo Shuovo Ma'od, is that that's applying to both the Av and the Kayote Bo? It's unclear if it's only applying to the Kayote Bo or the Av as well. Whether or not it's applying to the Av or not would have a major difference, which is that you can never kill your Av, or you can only kill your Av if. If he loves you. Or if he doesn't love you, I'm sorry. If you're certain he's gonna kill, if you're certain he's gonna, you know, come to kill you. Now, by the way, okay, good. Those are the three comments. Let's finish. I'll take a quick question, we'll finish reading the Rashi, and we'll lay out all the different possibilities and how Rashi could be learned in a second. Yeah.
So that would indicate that it's not
going on the Av. It could be only, maybe you want to say Shehu Av Mo'od is going on the Kayote, but where it could be, it's referring to the Ganav. The Av is the Ganav, or the Kayote Bo is the Ganav. Whoever the Kayote Bo is, that person is only Shemakir Bo Shehu Av Mo'od, therefore I wouldn't necessarily want to say Shehu Mendavka, the Kayote Bo. It could be just referring to the pronoun Shehu, maybe. You know, conjugating the kayote, but or maybe conjugating the pronoun got it. I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you guys want?
I mean, I would make limitations for the father only if you love you very much.
The father, you can never kill.
I'm saying, unless you do speak with the father, unless you love him very
right.
much. What kind of limitation is that? I mean, first of all, it's not something that you're in control of. You know he loves you very much.
No, but if your father walks into your house, can you kill him or not? The answer is, if you think he's going to have Rachmanis on you, and under no circumstances will he kill you, then you can't kill him because you have never been of Baal HaGecha.
Almost all.
By the way, is there anyone who can bring a raya? Or do you know anyone who learns Rashi one way or the other? Afshar lo hochiach eid bisha yuner hanochana mi Rashi akmo that kasha mi lo made Rashi beid bisha haruna. Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to indicate at first glance that which way is correct. You might kill your father. We'll get to that Rashi in a few minutes. That's what indicates that Kayotze Bo, Kama, Shemakir Bo is going on both. Who didn't learn Rashi that way? Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosfos in Sanhedrin doesn't ask on Rashi in Sanhedrin, presumably. Lama Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Lo Makshel, Rashi in Sanhedrin, Barak Makshel, Rashi Kama Psafim. Because he thinks that Rashi in Sanhedrin agrees with him, and he thinks Rashi here disagrees. That's why Tosfos asks Zafi here. Now, the truth is, Tosfos may have a different gear set. You look at Tosfos, he has a different gear set. Or maybe that's the conclusion. Shehu ra'ah k'tok ha-kriya ha-shenit, or mishonah shefar shachati, aval ha-kriya shel kayotze bo shemakir zakol bitoy echad, v'shemakir bo zarak mazbir mazeh kayotze bo. In any event, let's finish the Rashi, and then we'll try to lay out what we have on the board in a few minutes. Uba Laila, who was reading? Linik Baksha, Uba Laila.
Balayla, you mean speak out of Balayla, you are to Adam or Adaka, Shua Vicha.
Yeah, Shua Vicha. Now, there's another gear, so which is?
Che
Avicha or Igon Avicha. What would the difference be here also? They did Dafka Avicha or not Dafka Avicha, and you'll have to point out that Machlok is gear, so Yeshlo Relevantu, Mod Hashuba, Hashubut, Mod Relevantu. Kigon Shadam of Dafka Shua Vicha, Rachamav Alecha, and Shay, Im.
Im Aida Omet Nego, that someone on the in our Dafka, even if I even have, well, you can let her go.
The Sanhedrin.
I've all been in the record.
אז אני חושב יש שלוש אפשרויות נפדות איך לקרוא שיטת רשי, אני לא יודע אין נכונה או לא, but all those texts can point to me like a big chat in Rashi. The first chat Rashi is the following. There are three general possibilities. One is the Zarcha Kishemesh Shehu Ba Leharga as Mahadid Maharo. Okay. If he's coming to kill you, kill him. If it's Zarcha Kishemesh, it's so clear, Shehu Ba B'Shalom. Ba B'Shalom.
I'll put the lesson here.
Ain Lo B'Shalom was the first possibility. The other two is Yesh Lo B'Shalom, Ba B'Shalom. What's the name?
Asur.
Asur Bahalo. ויש מצב אינסיב הוא מה הדין? אולי מה? אם זה המהדין אסור למהרוב אם זה בן זה אפשרות אחת. This will be the exact same thing as Tosfos. Tosfos didn't learn Rashi this way, but maybe we could learn Rashi this way. If you learn the Kayotse Bo to be a second category, and Shemakir Bo Shuova Mode referring to both the Av and the Kayotse Bo, so if it comes to kill you, Av or not, who would kill him? The Gemara addresses it. The Gemara also addresses this and says, if it's a subbeg, don't kill him. That's referring 2 years after your father. This would be the way I think many men read Rashi. That the, what I circled in red is the two cases the Gemara Sotman is talking about. Baba Hargava is, if it's a subbeg and referring to the Av, the Pasuk is referring to the Av. In me, Ashur Laharon. This is one way to read. If you walk out reading this way, you have one small little. It means you made a certain understanding of what it meant, Shemak Gir. You have the gears of Av, Dafka, not Kigon Av, and this is a fine read. There's one small problem, which is there's no Kiddush. We pointed out when we're doing from Rashi, the beginning of Rashi, you got the impression that Rashi was planning on suggesting a Kiddush. The Rashi said before the Pasuk in Shmos, when the Pasuk in Shmos said the following, well, here's how it turned out. I don't think anything really was learned out. I don't know what came out. The second way to learn Rashi is that you keep essentially, you learn this thing to be the same. That Barla Hagefa is referring to an Av or anyone else who can always kill someone. Again, that Av and Kayotze Bo, both are subject to Shemakir, that you're not going to kill him. And this would be again, Bo, we have Argecha, or Bo, the Shalom, the two possibilities. The third possibility is stop making him ill. Bor Lahargecha, by the way, this is how Tosfos that he learned, and one way to learn Rashi. He's got the Tosfos. The second way to learn Rashi would be. If it's Bar Lahar Yaka again,
that's the best way to learn Rashi.
That's the
best way
to learn himself. That's the best way to learn. The second way to learn Rashi is if he comes to kill you, if Mubala Rogo Kata Rogo Tau, Lomashan is the Av or Lo Av Lomashan. And if he's Baba Shalom, if I die Shul, Asur, Laharov, Vagmar Kam, and Sachin Lovet Yachesed was that. The Mahadin was something. Mahadin. Kir Abicha, you have to give yourself Kir Abicha. Or Kigong Abicha. Then what's it in? Asur Laharov. And what's it in over here? Then? Then. Very similar to the first year, so the only difference is if it's a suffix, it's lav dafko your ab who you can't kill, but it's what? Other people who are like your father. Which is surprising, because who is not like your father in that sense? Your son. That's a little surprising. That if according to Rashi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin gave, what was the paradigmatic example? Ma dugma hachi tova. Mishu shehu lo balarachem alecha ben. As it told him after ben adam echad, well, it's a sug, it's a category, it's a stat and stat and stat. But this may be the pshat Rashi also, if you have that on the Gersa. If you have the Gersa, the answer is kia vicha, at the end of the day, what's the din? If he is coming to kill you, if he's coming to kill you, kill him no matter what. If he's not coming to kill you, don't kill him. And if it's a suffix, you got to make a judgment based upon the person's relationship with you, how well you know him, how well he knows you. And at the end of the day, essentially, the chiddush is, and I guess, is there a chiddush in you? What's the chiddush you're telling you? That's already from Sanhedrin, that's already from the Pasuk in Shmos. I guess that it's, yeah, maybe I'm not sure there's a Kiddush over here, I'm not sure. But in other words, the difference is that there is no middle category. In other words, it's in the back. According to the first possibility, this is totally
subjective.
This is also
the male who's subjective.
That. In other words, it comes out according to Tosfos that because first the way Tosfos matches right there, if he comes to kill you and you're sure, it's totally subjective. If he comes to over here, it's totally subjective. According to this fact, it's objective. If he's your father, don't kill him. If he's not, kill him. According to the second shot, everything is what? Everything is subject. This is the difference between the first way one might want to read Rashi and this second way one might want to read Rashi with a different gear. There is, however, the Shashlishi, the He, the Etzem, the Old Pashut. This is the third read of Rashi. This is the third read of Rashi. This is the way Tosfos read Rashi, not how Tosfos read the Gemara, how Tosfos read Rashi, and he attacks Rashi, who ships in the Lonakon. Gish betim shtei kategoriz b'zeu. Hasug echad hu im te'av, hasug sheni hu im te'ben. Im te'av u tayot sebo, mahadin, Asur Laha Ro, Imte Ben Mahadin, Mutar Leha Ro.
Where's the first way we read up there? What are the three ways?
One, two,
three. So, suppose the read on Gemara is also wrong.
The first way we wanted to read Rashi is the same way Tosfos read the Gemara. The second one we read Rashi, haven't found it anyone yet, but we'll look a little more overnight, we'll have something for tomorrow, we'll see. Hagisha Shlishiti, Eich Shetosmos Lamad Rashi, Kamiyo Karata Gemara Kacha? Well, Rambam, the home. Tosmos read Rashi this way, the father was wrong. The Rambam read the Gemara this way. The Rambam thought that your father, no matter who he is, stays alive. Even if he's going to kill you, if you think he's going to kill you, you're wrong. You got a gun in front of your eyes, you're wrong. Until he shoots you, the chazak is he's not going to kill you. We'll meet the rabbi inside. We'll see how I got him in a second. Stein is Hashem Tzav Shab Rabbi Nimshut the Gam Tzav Rabbi Nireh. Vim Zek Hayot Tzav Oto Dabar. Aval Zek Tzav Sub Yekiri. Rak Zek Hayot Tzav. But essentially, there's very little subjective. According to Tosfos, there is, I read the Rambam, and the third way of being Rashi, there is an objective shah, which is what? If he's your father, objectively, not allowed to kill him. If he's your son, objectively, you are, unless you decide to put him in this category of. Hey, I'll say, well, this, let me take the back. Does anyone not see how any of the three sheep is read in the text of Rashi? Anyone want to show you any words inside to read the Rashi again, like any one of these three sheep? Take a look, read the Rashi inside. And it says, Shakulam Yavinu B'tok HaKekir, Hani Karati HaRashi Imlo, Hani Yatikun Sheep of HaRamba. Rak L'Rot Eich Hani Raiti Yitzeb HaRamba. V'chol Oten, Mashi Tzrichim L'Aso. Yeah, take a look inside. Just be there. This shot basically assumes that how did I read the Gemara the third way? The way the Rambam, I think the Rambam would have read. How did I read the Rashi? How did I read it? How did I read it? Number one is I took right, but after you go, oh yeah, the short half. But I'm just a step further. You're right. You're correct. That one step more. Hang on. It's Dafka. How do you step in the text of Rashi?
You read the
and not only. Yeah, Shemakir bo shu'ah ba ma'od that matbir ra. About av afabli shu'lo avak ma'od. I could just so now call it lema. Mapsha. Exactly. Now this is an important shita. Even if you think it's not Rashi. There's a good reason to get to that Rashi, so Rashi said, hey, may disagree with it. This is how Tosfos, I think, read Rashi himself. Tosfos was a seer in Rashi with no terror. So this was where Rashi himself disagreed. I'd like to defend it for that alone, and if not, I do think it's how the Rambam read the Gemara. And then, bad again, we can just go over here. What is the Gemara talking about over here? If I read the Gemara this way, a few things come out very nice. What? Exactly. If you read the Gemara this way, what do you do with the suffix? There's no such case. Unless it's a suffix if you know your father or not. There's no such suffix. If he is biologically your father, ma'adin, atzala rogota. Im ulo ashlacha, mutala rogota. Im atzala tuach shukayotiba, aziko din shalach. Im lo, adu by default, if not the God before your God, shall then. Would it be told from the major question we're going to have in this third sheet is what? What's the major problem? Which major hurdle this third sheet is going to have to jump over? My name is Kashela.
Which Gemara?
Correct.
Correct.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to be exactly against it. The Gemara pointed out if it's extreme one way, the other two dinim are different. If it's the other way, the first thing. But what about stomach stomach? What about suffix on suffix? Wasn't that group of the Gemara in Shiloh suffix on suffix? Ma'af shat ma'af shuvah. Seemingly, we answered it. That's Avin Benner talking about the suffix or something like that. How do we read that Gemara Sanhedrin? We'll get to that. Oh, time to close. Come back in. Okay. Okay. This was a decision from the top of the top. That's what we had to turn off. Kaili od Rega. If you have a Rambam, look inside it low. It's a Shmuel of a Shon Shal a Rambam. And he would say, Rak, well, Chiyach, Shani, Hashem, Zeb, Emin, I'm a Shach a Rambam. I didn't just make it up. But this, I think, because at the end of the day, I'm not convinced Rashi holds it. I do think it's a Shach in the Rambam. Let me just read you the Rambam. Take a look. Hilchot Shineva, Perek, Tes, Bonat Shilim, Halacha, Yud. Who wants to be the Rambam? I should go for it.
I don't know if I borrow the ball. I actually got none of the ball. I'm going to murder the evil one of the other team. I'm going to touch the ball. Then I'm going to write the word that Shemar and the Shemesh wrote. And then in Girdle Club, I got work the Shemesh and Mishu and Shalom and Zemba. I'll write
the book. What's the din according to the Rambam? What did it say so far? Hey, the Masada, I'll not move the ball. I'll not move the Barakan. If there's a person out there who's what? Barula Balabash is that gonna blow up Eno Hargo? I know, he's not gonna kill me under any circumstances. Any more about Tuachim Makiro to Lo Dibarnu Allah Yaha, who Ben Adam Kvali, Ben Adam Gineri, any Makiro to Any of the Shulu Yarogo, the Mahadin? Eef Sharla Rogo to Kem Sheikh? Yeah, what is deep in there? But speak up with that.
Therefore, in words of our father, you say that you can't go into me for sure when you go.
Yeah. Why did the Rambam separate this din? The Rambam has Lefikach. Exactly. Exactly. The fact that the Rambam says Lefikach, the following is true. And it says that an Av is always. He's never going to kill you. And the Rambam basically built. The first category was depends upon your own personal how you look at the guy. If you think he's going to kill you, then you can kill him. If not, not. And since if you think he's not going to kill you, therefore certainly the Av can never be killed. If you think he's going to kill you, you're probably wrong. Because if it would have just fit into the regular rule of Kayotibo, the Rambam would not have had to make a separate statement about the Av. And Lafika sounds like it's so Pasha. Pashas now Rambam Zagishashli Shi, which is this shot over here, which is there are two objectives. There's an Av, him you never kill. Then there is people who are Kayotibo. Then it's on your own subjective discretion, you probably don't kill them for that. And the Ben, the people who are not Kayotibo, you kill. Yeah.
It says I'm all Ben of all of them now. You make Bada, you have to kill. It's not something the strength of the Russian that it had when the father
comes. Right, why not? Because the Ben could be in the Kayotibo category. If you have a really good son, you know there's no chance the son's going to kill you. You don't have the chance to kill him. Why? Because maybe he won't kill you. Why? Because he's not the Vadai of the Avalabek. And apparently he's not in your eyes. The Kayote book category, the type of person who won't kill you. You have a rotten son. I don't know. That's about the Pshat in the Rambam. I don't think there is a Sunday category. Now the question becomes, how do you read the Gemara Sanhedrin? What is the Tachas in the Sechah Sanhedrin? And if you have a Gemara, he owes the Hashaval. Nikuda methodologi ma'od chashuva. I'm going to try my best to do a figure out how everyone reads into the Gemara. We'll try our best to then read Rashi and see which of these three portions of Rashi is correct. And Amir Tashem will do the lumdus tomorrow. We'll try our best to figure out what the svar for the pol sheet, the math svar is. At the end of the day, if we wouldn't learn Rashi, if machlok is toast in the Rambam, we agree that machlok is analyzed. We're going to get to this. But let's figure out, it's not even about Jesus Rashi, which is what we should know. As both of staff at the Sugim Sanhedrin, yes, Rabbi. Tani Rabban. I need a board for this. I'm going to have to, I wish I could think this out, but I can't. Okay. Here's the Sugim Sanhedrin. The Sugim Sanhedrin is a little tricky one. And here, you'll see how great methodology helps you out. Let me tell me a lot. But that's not true. Who wants to read? So, Lakshya, read slowly. The first price, don't write the words we go on. Tanarabana. The first price, yeah, what do you got? Good. What's the first did? Elo Dami means it's Moshe to kill him. Right? It's Moshe to kill him when Zarka Hashem Ashalav. Right? When it's Zarka Hashem Ashalav, what's it in? It's so Pasha that he's going to kill you. Whatever. Barlo Hoko. Then what? Kill. So here the implication would be what? If he certainly is going to kill you, then it's mutter. Sorry, that's what it is said. The implication is, if he is, well, before the suffix, the obvious implication is, anything else is usher to kill. When is it usher to kill? The implication would be, when is it usher? When is it usher to kill? In two categories. Number one is, if he's not going to kill you, he's coming to Shalom. And number two would be what? Suffix. From the first price, you get the implication that what? Suffix is? New? Asa. Akshad ha-price ha-shini. Kan Rabbana, yeah, what's the second price?
Yeah?
Good. What's in it over here? Yesh lo damin. If Zarka Hashemesh Allah. Right? What's the din? If the Yeshua, here's the case where it's going to kill him. Because the Zarka Hashemesh. Now, what's interesting is which one is the Pasha one? If it's Zarka Hashemesh that he is coming to kill you, obviously you can kill him. Or the Zarka Hashemesh when he's not coming to kill you, it's obviously to kill him. The implication would be when is it mutter to kill him? Either in when he's coming Laharoka or Shalom. Now the steer is what? I'm sorry, I said that. Sorry, yeah. Correct? And therefore, you have a steer between. If it's a suffix, what's the dick? What's the dick? Oops, so what's the Gemara answer? Here's what I'm saying. Khan. What's the Gemara answer? It says, they can't be wrong. Hakol Mesudar, Ma, Lama, Ma, Ma, Shat. Now let's ask. Yen Shteyu Kimtov Nifradot. Shteyu Kimtov Nifradot. Achim Dachad, Bright Dachad, Medaberatau. Ben Ara. Bright Dachad, Medaberatau. Shani, Medaberatau. Shani, Medaberatau. What's a critical point to notice about this Gemara right here? Any time you ever have con X and con Y, there's a low midaberet, there's a low merit link. Ha'im ha'braita ha'rishona ni ava la'ben, o ben ala'av. La'braita ha'shini hiruki, ava la'ben, o ben ala'av. Eitha shela, ma'od ha'shu ba'l l'shol. Which one is it?
What
if they're not? I think the better way to go is by far. Let's see. Which Bryce is Ava Haben? Which Bryce is Ben Ava? Do you guys get that, Dubin? Is that the next hand? Oh, no, you got to say it. You hear this? Which way is which? Sometimes Mark says, it tells you. The first Bryce is way first. Sometimes Mark just spits it out quickly. It doesn't necessarily articulate what his thoughts are. I'd assume the reader would figure it out 1, 2, 3. Is that really true? Let's see. Which way do you think makes more? Who can explain which way? One way, one. Let's start with one way. Let's start with which way to start. Anyone have preference? It's the first price. Which way to go? Ben Amar or Avalabim? Huh? Let's talk about Avalabim. The Av walks into the Ben. What's the din? If we assume this is referring to Av. Okay, what happens if? You know what I'm going to do? Question is, how much more should we do now? I would love to just let you work in 5 minutes later. If you make a plan, that's good. Let's do it here. Have you guys worked this out? Which way am I going to do that? Okay. Mr. Shem, issue number one, I'll make a list of a few issues. We'll finish. I got 5 minutes more minutes. We'll finish a little early today. We'll do it a little bit. I want guys to work this. I'd rather you guys work this out during Seder than I tell it to you. The other comes man, let's show up. Ich will vote at the Aleph, Nikudah Rishana. We have a few more minutes. Nikudah Rishana, he ich lomdim at the maskanat of right to the Sanhedrin. Which way does it go? Which is Aval Aben? Which is Ben Ala'av? It doesn't make a difference. Then you could have reached on that. The person with the committee will pick up that person tomorrow. Number two, what's this? So the moment has each day in Rashi read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, yeah, which is exactly number one. Number two is as follows. It could be very much connected. It could be different. I'm gonna let you guys work on it a little bit. What's the major problem? Well, what is Tosas Kasha on Rashi? Tosas is Sanhedrin Makshel Rashi, not a Makshel. Upirish Shambi Quintris, Kigon Ben Al Ha'av, O Kol Adam, Veloitachin, Kidamin and Hacha, the Ha'akil of the Stammer Otsech, who will open a shape Pasha Kinahora. Ella Hasanith Nubsha. Tasha number two is how does Rashi defend against Tosfos and Kasha? How does Rashi answer Tosfos and Kasha? According to Tosfos, what's Tosfos Kasha? Who can take the clears? Who can say what Tosfos Kasha? The way Tosfos phrases it is like this. Umakshakaha. Don't tell me the Av that if you know for certain, Barulacha Kishemesh, Shehubala Rokha, Shatamucha Atamutala Roboto, the Rakhu Dubar al Ben, Val, Adelazamachirim. Sharbnei Adam, Okol Adam. Don't tell me that if it's clear to you that someone's coming to kill you, you're allowed to kill them only if they are your son or other people, but not your father, because that's exactly the exact same category as suffix. And the Gemara seems to imply that they're independently two categories. One is the category of the vadai, they're coming to kill you. Number two is the suffix. What's the purpose of having two categories if the halacha is makbilorech with you? So the second question is, how does Rashi defend himself against Tosfos? Now this question is only going to have to be answered according to two out of the three versions of Rashi. Which two? Huh? The second two. Why? Because the first one is the exact same thing that Tosfos learned. Now Tosfos didn't read that Rashi that way, but one can argue the first day of Rashi. Tosfos misread Rashi. Hayalu Girsa Acheret, Ohuloi Vidat Adiukan, שמכיר בו שהוא אוהב מאוד או לא, את הביטוי הזה, הוא חשב שזה על רק על השני ובאמת זה על שניהם. And you can say Rashi never mentioned, you can get out of the question 1, 2, 3. That's one way to read Rashi, it's not bad. According to the other two versions of Rashi, for sure, the second one, which is other years, and for sure the third one, which even if it's not Rashi, it's at least Rambam, it's a great kasha. That's kasha number two. Issue number three is, let's take a look at Tosafot in Rashi and Sanhedrin and see, does Rashi in Sanhedrin actually can you figure out from Rashi and Sanhedrin what Rashi and Pesachim would mean? In other words, one time, sometimes the Rashi and Sanhedrin, you like it, for Rashi's all to work together. Now, for the Rekim, she has Sira bin Rashi, Kana Rashi Sham, Sira bin Pov Sham. So let's take a look at Rashi and Sanhedrin, just figure out what is the Sira, if there is a Sira, and how is it actually solved. Who wants to be the Rashi? Remember Rashi? Someone brings Sanhedrin? Alright, make sure you bring us a heavy tomorrow as well as a rabbi. We're going to do a lot of stuff. I'll be the rabbi. Pay attention. Av alabe, av haba alabe. The mode la la lo, she yish la rashi, gir sa achera. The asymmetry, lo, kimo she yish la gemara, kan the av alabe, kan av alabe, kan av alabe, kan av alabe, kan av alabe, rashi, yish la gir sa achera, she av haba alabe. Where's the mashmush al hamila haba? In the musak, you wish you have shalom ashram, you have more than lo, issue number three is as follows. Rashi says, Av habola ben b'machteret mistafing al yahar gubino. Don't kill your son. Divadai rachamei ha'aval bino. Va'afilu hu matzil mamono. Lo yahar geyo. He'll talk dumb in love. As long as your father's breaking into the house, you can't kill him. Why? Because vadai Rachamei ha'aval bino. Va'afilu hu matzil mamono. Still lo yahar geyo. He'll talk dumb in love. He's responsible. Ad sheyodei lechok yishem and shuach zaria lechem sonecha. Ad matai, until what? Until you know he's achzaria lechem sonecha. Until you know he's mamish. Cruel and wicked and hates you and he's looking to kill you. Which sheet does that sound most like, by the way? Of the three possibilities you read in Rashi and Sukkah. Which one does Rashi tend to sound most like?
Correct.
Sounds most like the first one. You can't kill your father until?
For sure.
Even if it's a suffix, that's still not enough. Ad sheyodei lechok yishem eshuach zaria lechem sonecha. And that's exactly why Tosa doesn't attack Rashi and Sanhedrin, who rachmav shel Rashi bit? Yipsach. Lefiat yisha hashenit, the other gear, so how does Rashi read? And the most difficult way to read Rashi is going to be the third sheet who says, like the Rambam, that you never, ever, ever what? You never, ever, ever have a suffix. In other words, the third sheet that believes you never, ever kill your father. If that's true, Sanhedrin is very difficult to read because you get the impression that you do kill your father. You hate him a lot. If he hates you a lot, you think he's going to kill you, you can have to kill your father and break his bum out there. So Mir Tashem, these are the three issues we're going to deal with tomorrow. This is one more little Nakuda. So again, number one is, how do you read the Gemara Sanhedrin? Kam ba'av ala ben, kam ben ala av. I'm telling you, there's two ways to read it to work it through, just to think it through and to develop it. Number two is, what was number two?
How to answer
Tosafot's kasha on Rashi. Number three is how to answer up the stira in Rashi, assuming you are day is number two and number three. And the last thing, and hopefully we'll get this tomorrow, I do plan on getting it tomorrow, my mom's due, so it's going to be, what's the svar for each of these sheets? Lahalacha, if a father breaks into your house, can you kill him? What's the answer according to Tosfos? Depends. What's the answer according to Rashi? According to the Rambam, let's say? Bevadayla. Lama halacha. Holechet b'gisha shel subi yativiyut, shel taloyim ata makir otel tov olo, ech ta roe ata yachas shesh lecha hito, im ata chashem shi yarog otcha, et ta rog otem lo lo, zel fi tov tzvot, vol vi haramba, yesh yisod objektivi, sh'av af pam lo yarog otcha, ואם אתה חושב שיהיו אותך, עדיין אסור להרוג אותם. מה מאחורי, מה מאחורי, מה מאחורי מחלוקת הזאת? למה ההלכה היא נקבעה ברעיונות של אובייקטיביות או סובייקטיביות? מה המחלוקת בין תוספות ורמב"ם, ומה הסברה של רש"י מצד אחד, של תוספות מצד שני, מצד שלישי של הרמב"ם, ומה הסברה על האפשרות השנית ברש"י, מה הסברה לכל צד? And then the last thing we would do tomorrow, we definitely get this all in. Give you guys a little bit of time free today, so buckle up, maybe walk a little bit. It's going to be once I come up with all these svaras to explain the svar for Tosfos, to explain the svar for Rashi, we're going to read it back into the words and figure out everything that all the svaras we're giving, are they really true? The svar we're going to suggest for Rashi, we're going to suggest X svar for Tosfos, X svar for the Rambam. To read it back into the words and figure out if it's really true. Okay? Maybe we'll pick up tomorrow.